Today's scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, an invitation to abundant life. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
And talking about Venn diagrams. You all know what Venn diagrams are, right? Those circle ones. You have two things that you're comparing, and then there's the circle that overlaps, and the part where it overlaps is the thing that the two things have in common. And this week I've been thinking about what a Venn diagram of joy and happiness would look like. Because there are things that are unique to each, but then there is this part that overlaps. And I think sometimes when we think about joy and happiness, we only look at the overlap. We think of them as the same thing, and I don't really think that they are. I think joy and happiness are similar, but they're not the same. So today, as I said, I'm going to be talking about joy because this is the Sunday of joy. The pink candle is the joy candle. The church has been celebrating the Sunday of joy for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Latin name of this Sunday is called Gaudete Sunday, Joy Sunday. I have a pink stole. It's pink down here. I like to wear it all the time, but this is the only Sunday that it's actually liturgically appropriate to wear a pink stole. So we're talking about joy today and happiness. So happiness, what makes you happy? One of the things that makes me happy, sitting in my favorite coffee shop, Brew Point, drinking my favorite coffee, maybe eating a chocolate chip cookie or a croissant, being quiet and writing, that makes me happy. What makes you happy might be something different, but happiness is often determined by our surroundings and our circumstances, as opposed to joy. So what does research say about joy? So I read a poll, and I know that you can, polls can be controversial because depending on how you word them and so forth. But this poll was a Gallup poll, and it said that it found that 4 in 10 adults said that they don't have a clear sense of purpose to their lives, or when asked, they were neutral about whether or not they had a clear sense of purpose. And research says that joy and having a purpose are very connected. So fully 4 in 10 adults, according to Gallup, don't have the sense of joy because they don't have a sense of meaning and purpose. And though it might differ for everyone, one of the consistent things that brings meaning to our lives is what? It's giving to others. This is the time of year when parents often say to their kids some variation of, it's better to give than to receive. And you know what? It really is. Research backs this up. So from the Journal of Psychological Science, there was this experiment in which university student participants got $5 a day for 5 days, and they were required to spend the money in the exact same way each time, whether it was on themselves or others, and the researchers randomly assigned the participants who was going to be spending it on themselves or who was going to be spending it on others. And those who were spending it on others would maybe leave the money in a tip jar at the same cafe every day or make a small online donation every day to the same charity. And then they were asked to take a survey on their spending experiences and their overall happiness at the end of each day. And the data showed this pattern. Participants started off with similar levels of self-reported happiness, but those who spent money on themselves reported a steady decline in happiness over a 5-day period. But happiness did not seem to fade for those who gave money to someone else every day. The joy from giving the 5th time in a row was just as strong as it was in the start. The article went on to say that the same is not true when it comes to personal happiness, that happiness levels tend to decline after we do the same pleasurable thing day after day. It's a phenomenon, I loved this, called hedonic adaptation. But giving, on the other hand, never gets old, and it makes us full of joy. I've only been around our community for a little over a year now, just starting to get to know people, just starting to get to know everyone's name and what we're all about. But I do feel like it was abundantly clear to me very early on that this community is one of both joy and happiness. You can feel it sometimes when you're in this worship service, sometimes overwhelmingly so, especially during the passing of the peace. There's an energy, a spirit. I think it has to do with the fact that our community is clear about our purpose. And our purpose is to give unto others. Our purpose is to make the world a better place. Recently, someone in this community told me that we used to be the Frozen Josen, but now we're Happy Clappy. You want to know who told me that? It was Joy McGuire. Can you believe it? Joy, who lives up to her name. If you know Joy at all, you know that Joy has a smile that's absolutely contagious and infectious. And I wonder, Joy, if you've been given the ministry of smiles because your smile is so bright and so full. There's a Vietnamese monk and writer, and I always have a hard time pronouncing his name, but I think it's Thich Nhat Hanh, and he says this: sometimes joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile is the source of your joy. So let you think about that for just a minute. Sometimes joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile is the source of your joy. In other words, if you're not feeling happy, see what a smile can do. I don't think we should take this to the extreme where we like have these disingenuous kind of like, what's the word, like this thing where you just paste on a happy face. But sometimes if we have a little bit of a sense of feeling down and we smile or someone smiles at us, it can do something amazing in our bodies and in our minds. Also, I guess I was like in a science mood this week because there's another study about this. So here's a study from, I can't remember where, but from a psychologist named Sarah Stevens, and she said, smiling activates the release of neuropeptides that work toward fighting off stress. Neuropeptides are tiny molecules that allow neurons to communicate. They facilitate messaging to the whole body when we are happy, sad, angry, depressed, or excited. The feel-good neurotransmitters, dopamine, endorphins, and serotonin, are all released when a smile flashes across your face as well. This not only relaxes your body, but it can also lower your heart rate and your blood pressure. That long passage that Jeff read for us this morning is from Isaiah 55, and it's about joy. And it's not about happiness. It's about digging deep and going to that place where what orients our lives is true meaning and giving and resting in the goodness of God. One of the things that's maybe important to know about the book of Isaiah is that it's a lot of scholars, there's a church tradition that says that one person wrote the whole thing, but a lot of scholars think it's actually three different books over a long period of time, such that one person couldn't have written all of it. But the middle chapters, like 40 to 55, those chapters were written while the people were in exile. They were like refugees wandering about. So it's pretty significant that in this context, in this place where they were wandering about away from their homeland, they found a way to look for true and deep joy that wasn't rooted in that circumstance. The passage begins by saying, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price." And then they ask a question, "Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food." If you know that the people who wrote that were having a hard time providing for themselves, it makes it even more profound, I think, to see the faith that they had in God. And then later on, the passage goes on to say that God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. So I'm going to close by saying that as we march on towards Christmas, let's delight in the things that truly satisfy and bring us joy. And look for meaning in giving to others, even if all we're giving is a simple smile. Amen.